Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. I think the phone call is going through now, so thank you for joining us. I am calling. Larry and I were on the line before the show, and then my Skype has gone out. So I'm gonna keep calling him for a minute. I would love to have his Larry Woods is a citizen scientist who has joined us before talking about. Like a doctor, elect somebody, you know, he understands the whole.
That worked.
So hold on just one second. Let me see if I can get. call.
That worked.
Larry, are you on the line with
us? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yay, okay. They fixed it right as we got on. My I'm like, wow. Well, thanks for bearing with me. And we really didn't get to go over what you wanted to chat about, but I have a lot of big int about what their current plan is for, even paying attention to what they plan on doing to us with the electricity rates, what they're going to be doing to us, how they're going to be us the same old pollution and death kill plan. That's, they're sort of doubling down on it, wouldn't you say?
Well, absolutely. Now if you generate your own power, they charge you to sell it back to the power company. And the power company is still generating in the improper frequencies. It's going to hurt you.
They charge you to sell your electricity.
Yeah, you have to buy a permit now to generate your own electricity.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. You're telling you have
you're
to
breaking up.
Buy a permit to generate your own.
You have to buy a permit to generate your own
electricity. I know, I can hear that. That means our listeners are hearing us break up. Let me send a note to the producer, replay on, or if she wants to do something. I am breaking up. What about you?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit on this end. How am I? Am I coming in clear and constant?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm sending her a note. Well, let's just keep on because it might clear up. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise it's going to be there on my show right now. So let's just keep on. Sorry about that. Anybody who's listening, it's just the way it is. Maybe they didn't. Yeah. Maybe whoever it is doesn't really want you on the air here, Larry, talking about alternative ideas, you know, because this is a thing. You know what I just learned about? I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's called community rights. Community rights is based because of the Commerce Clause in our Constitution. The Constitution actually gives more authority over the average person. Even though we have personhood and we're people, and they say corporate, as a municipality, so the municipality, the little town, has no authority unless your gives your. Like, you guys adopt a bill, has to adopt a Bill of Rights. And then your Bill of Rights can be accepted at the state level that says, we, you know, give them, it's their constitutional right to have their own Bill of Rights. Either include something about your health, because our health is nowhere in our Constitution. This is how they won out in Newport, Oregon, out in Newport. Passed an ordinance that said no more aerial spraying, no herbicides are allowed, and stop. And
that'd
the state, so they're working to get a state constitution passed here in Oregon. And well, this is the thing. And if the state constitution that each municipality has the authority to exercise as our right to a happy life, which is what is in. See, this is how they won. This is what the lady said. In the institution, it says there's a little line that says we have a right to a healthy life. And you can't have a healthy life with those chemicals. They know that. So that's how they won. It's really interesting. So we have to really dig in. I have been talking about it since I went, but it's this democracy school. I interviewed him about 2 Fridays ago, and he mentioned it. There was going to be a democracy school here in Eugene, Oregon. They're on West Coast, East Coast, so it just was an anomaly that it was here. And I went. I decided to go. And, boy, did I discover the way we can really stop them is, it's not like, it's to comply, it's to understand the law. We have to really get our states' rights, period. We have to have, because states' rights supersede our rights as a municipality, period. That's, so it's, all we can do as consumers is fight permits, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. We have a reasonable expectation for them to disclose and tell us. We have reasonable expectation, amply compensated if they want our property for commerce property. They can go to the government and say, hey, this home pinging our ability to make a serious profit. We have all this land. They have that one. We want it. You know, there's different ways that they can work. The city can take eminent domain and you have a right to compensation, but that's it. You can't stop anything else. But this idea of granting rights to municipalities and the rights to nature rights, like saying the that humans aren't, you can't piece out nature and take us out of it and say it does dominate everything because we have a right to life, liberty, and the to happiness. We have a life. So it's a very interesting, I'm very excited. I think municipalities and cities around the country ought to at least contact. There's the organization that put this on is called Community Environmental Legal Defense F, CELDF.org. And you can find it online. And honestly, wouldn't that be awesome if we got everybody out in the street petitioning their neighbor saying, hey, let's, you know, get our city rights and pass these Bill of Rights. And we start telling these big men, sorry, it's on the law. You can't do it.
That's a good place to start, but ultimately,
you know, no. I mean,
that's a good place to start, but ultimately, we've got to dissolve the corporation.
We have time. That's the issue. You know, like we kind of are in an urgent place here.
Yeah, ultimately, we've got to dissolve the corporation.
Yeah, but you know, this is the thing. It's getting it to dissolve is like saying that you're just going to rewrite the whole Constitution. Actually, this is when I went through this thing. I said, so what you guys are saying is essentially rewrite the Constitution. Like, the Constitution fundamentally set up on the wrong leg because it was set up to feed in the court. Just amended.
Go back to the original Constitution of the Republic and just dissolve the United States Corporation. That would give us back all of our rights and take the United States out of the hands of the corporations. Turn us back into the Republic, which we were organized in the beginning as a republic. By the people, for the people.
It's not about the before they incorporated, they were exercising the same thing. It's all of that's what it is. It's, I forget the section of it, but it's the Commerce Clause. So the only way that we could do that to the 14th Amendment. Okay, well, anyways, you know, we're going to have this guy on my him talk, and maybe we could get him on regularly and people could call in. Because this is where we have to go, because we have to, like, figure out, we're living in the swamp of a mess already. We're sort of like, we've already had our come to Jesus moment, you know what I mean? We're like, what? This is what? Like, we're living in a swamp, like, for real. Like, when Trump said drain the swamp, it's so hilarious because, to me, putting Rick Perry in, head of the Department of Energy, is the worst person in the world. He could have thought of to put in there. Do you know what they're trying to propose right now in our Congress, our senators? I couldn't believe it. privatizing storage waste of spent nuclear fuel from the nuclear power plants. All this nuclear waste that we get from our nuclear power plants, they want to have private corporations have it and just say, hey, it's your, just deal with it the way you want to.
Dirty bombs for everybody.
You have to comply with the law, but you we're not overseeing you anymore. That's the most unconscionable thing I've ever heard of in my life. That's like death to how irresponsible. I mean, I just heard about it this morning. I was on Twitter. The senator said something like, it seems like an inexpensive thing to do. It's like, are you crazy doing that? What are they thinking about?
Every major program that they've got going on now is harmful to the human race. It's all population control. Our communications is harmful. Our communications will make them sterile. It'll heat up your brain and cause brain tumors. Our electricity is harmful. Everything that we use today is harmful. All of the medicines are designed to cause other problems.
Right. All of it. And they've outlawed the natural cures, the things that actually really do work, the things that have been working for hundreds of thousands of years. They've outlawed all of that science. They've killed it all out. I think this is eugenics. I used to think it was like genocide. Like, why are they doing it? I'll bet you 2-1, because this whole program, all of it, got started by eugenicists.
Yep.
And they are intentionally attempting to modify the human species. They're doing it even, I mean, Jules has our show. Do you listen to Jules' show?
Yes.
The show right before us, before the first on use.
Yep.
They're talking real things. These are not made up. They're straight out of NASA, straight Median, blah blah blah, you know.
It all sounds too strange to be true.
Amazing.
But yet they're doing it to us.
That American people are silent.
And they tell us that they're doing it.
We're taking it, and you and I are like few people. It's the shock of it. Like, really? They're just like, they don't care. I mean, I think this is the thing. We're like battered wives, Larry. Like, we're so used to getting beaten up, and there's no place to go. So we're like, okay, we'll just, you're going to, we'll just have to deal with it. Seriously, that's kind of people are right now. I mean, most women don't leave their batterers till they're in the hospital, like thinking, oh my God, next time he's going to really kill me. Or unless they actually do kill one of your children, which has happened to people I know. You know, I mean, this is where we're at. I mean, you've invented an idea that could actually give us, using the same systems, the same setup in our house, you just plug something in and you go. Correct assessment, the short and sweet of this idea that you guys came up with?
Absolutely. It's simply a magnetic drive system for a coil. When you move a magnet past any conductor, it creates an electrical charge. That's all we're doing. We're rotating a magnet inside of a toroidal-shaped coil to generate electricity without external electrical input. Because of the configuration of the magnets that we use, it makes a magnet spin in the middle of it, and as it turns around, it generates.
Why do you think they're stopping it?
Because it's going to put fossil fuel out of business.
Well, why?
It's not fuel anymore.
Do you think it's thinking, why do you think you don't investors running to you?
Well, first of all, we've
yeah, but only it doesn't matter. It's still a product. States. They can still make mega bucks off of it.
Yeah, but in the United States, it would be instantly
ridiculous.
Classified.
They can make just as much money. What do you mean instantly classified?
Well, the Department of Defense now looks at every patent before it's issued. So if you apply for a patent and it's a free energy patent, the Department of Defense will classify it, come and take our equipment and our hard drives and things and tell us that we can't do it anymore. That's what happens in the United States.
Say so your stuff.
Yeah, they just shut you down.
Up and you don't get to invent this. Yeah. No. Wow.
But we already know that our space program, our secret supposedly space program, is all magnetic drive.
So you're
drive
talking. What you're essentially saying is that the military has, living in a bureaucratic. Is what? What did you say?
Yeah, our military already uses magnetic drive systems in their spacecraft. So, you know, it's something that our government knows about and uses, but they won't allow the public to use it because our government is controlled by fossil fuel, which is controlled by the big banks. Everything runs back to the bank. If we were to get rid of the Rothschild banks, we might be able to get something done in the world.
That seems to be a running theme. I was hearing about this the other day. Yeah, but they have all the banks.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing.
They used to. They don't anymore. Now with the BRICS bank coming out with China and Russia.
I like this idea of community rights. Like we have to lean into it and just push back. I drew a graph and he said, look,
yeah, these alternate currencies are doing good things.
Larry, I can hear you. Skipping out.
Uh-oh.
Here.
The alternate currencies are helping on that. Uh-oh. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hey, Larry.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
You're skipping out super bad. Yeah.
So are you. Yeah, we've got a bad connection.
Yeah, we're having serious trouble. There we go. Hey, Larry.
That sounds better.
I refreshed the call. Is that better?
A little bit, yes.
Hold on just a second. Sorry, folks. This is a interesting call that they...
Very good now.
Yeah.
You got it fixed.
Sounds a little better, yeah.
Yeah, all the new banking systems with Russia and China and the gold-backed stuff, and some of the African nations are going to gold-backed currencies, things like that. Things
Hopefully
are changing.
It'll be better than what it sounds like on my deal.
Yeah, things are changing around the world. It's getting better as far as new banking systems. Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies are doing good. It'll work out. It may take a while, but it'll work out. We just need to get somebody somewhere to allow the free energy, the non-renewable or the renewable energy source. These have got to get on the market. Magnetics. Wind is okay, but the way they're going about it is destructive. Vertical wind towers are the only way to go. Horizontal is a bad idea. solar is okay once you get something that can boost the amount of amperage you get out of a solar panel, and something that's a little less maintenance intensive. So there's a lot of things that we're messing with that could provide a non-fossil fuel source of energy. It's just that they're not letting many of them work, and they're maintaining the grid system. As long as there is a central power plant, you're going to have to pay for your power. Any power should be on site at point of use generated. There's no point in transmitting it so that one person can get it for free with the free energy, and everybody else has to pay for it because you got to maintain the transmission lines. That's not free. There are alternative solutions out there. We're just not allowed to use them yet. I've been babbling to an empty audience. Lonnie, are you still there? Hello? This silence is brought to you through the courtesy of Radio Static, free for everyone. I guess I'm not being heard at the moment. I don't know. Lonnie, can you hear me? It's going to be an interesting recording, at least.
Well, good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie. I've been struggling with this computer. Skype call kicked me off of here just a few minutes ago. As you know, it's been dead air. So I may have fixed it, at least temporarily. Let me see if I can get Larry back on the phone. Hold on just one second. Let's see if it'll mess up again.
There, we're back.
Hey, Larry, I actually switched computers and had to go back online, and my computer was having trouble.
Hold on.
You know what this is? I don't know if you can hear it. I went into the chat room. Oh, my God. There we go. Could you hear that?
No.
Oh, good. Well, that was the radio station. I went online, and I was going to tell Jules, like, maybe we should put something on because I couldn't get through. But then here we are.
Right.
Yeah. So let's get back to this idea about the permits, because this is really, we're sort of in a box all the way around that we don't have a way out of. And you have this invention that you'd like to get out to market. But in order to get it out to market, you have to expose it to a group of people who will steal it to you.
It, basically, yeah. What we need to do is start in a third world country.
Wow.
They're very open to this type of new technology and very supportive.
Wow. Doesn't that speak a million bucks about how our country has been taken over by the military? Like, we really
absolutely
do live in, like, this is the interesting thing. When Trump got elected, I was jumping up and down like, okay, here comes the bureaucratic authoritarian regime. Everybody knew. They knew he would come in with an iron fist, and frankly, they are coming in with an iron fist. He's disobeying the Emoluments Clause completely. They wrote a letter to Congress and said, we can't comply with the Emoluments Clause. It's impossible. Seriously, do you know what the Emoluments Clause is?
No.
Well, that's the clause that says the president of the United States cannot make money off of foreign corporations, because the logic is if you're negotiating in America's best interest and another country is able to give you profit money, you're more inclined. You're blackmailable, in other words. You know, they could withhold things for any and stuff like that. So presidents are required to divest of their financial interest, period. While you're president, put it into a blind trust, don't have anything to do with your assets, and leave it all alone. And then after you're president, you can come back and have all your stuff back. And if you've left it in the right hands, like Dick Cheney did, you know, he went into the White House relatively a pauper by DC terms and came out a billionaire. You know, so, I mean, that's because he got all those no-bid contracts. You know, I mean, he didn't have, this is the interesting thing. He didn't have a hand in it at all. They just gave it to him. They just gave all those no-bid contracts, multi-billion. I mean, that's when we dug in deep on turning our country into a bureaucratic authoritarian regime. That's really when they did it. I mean, that's when the Unpatriot Act was passed. That's, I mean, this screaming, jumping up and down about the spying Obama did on people, private citizens. Well, really, the reality is they've been doing it since they could, but legally since the Unpatriot Act. I mean, that's just part of the program.
Well, they can even look inside your house from outer space now. So there's no place on the world that you're actually at liberty. You're under surveillance all the time. No matter what, when you drive down the road, there's cameras everywhere taking your picture. We're living in the 1984 George Orwell book.
They did use it as an operating manual. It was supposed to be a novel, but you know, it was a warning, and they went, "Wow, man, this guy's giving us some great ideas."
I think that it was the powers that be's public announcement of what they were going to do.
Maybe.
If they tell you what they're going to do and you don't stop them from doing it, in their mind, it's okay.
Yeah. like Eric Trump saying the Democrats aren't human beings, so that if Democrats get killed, well, who cares? They're not human beings anyways. I'm going to change topics, but I've been dying to ask you this because I think you have a more scientific brain than I do. About a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I interviewed Carl Grossman, and we were talking about a story he wrote on Counterpunch that the Cassini, do you remember the Cassini spacecraft is headed into Saturn, I think it is? We regularly crash our aircraft into planets. That's like not something new. They've done that a few times. But the unique thing about this one is it has 72 pounds of plutonium on it. Do you think that will have any impact?
It only takes 1 pound of plutonium to kill everybody in the world, in our world. 72 pounds is enough to kill anything living on Saturn. Are we at a war with Saturn?
I don't know. We might be. If there's anything living there, they might decide to come after us.
There won't be anything living there after we, or nothing like we know of life after the plutonium is spread.
Well, I mean, what if they have the kind of life where that's actually food for them, though? I mean, it's so weird. I mean, my concern is, do you think that could have an impact on, like, the atmosphere? They say that the reason they didn't want to descend it there is because it's a planet full of radiation, right? It mimics a lot of what they think it's full of radiation. So they're crashing this thing into it, and they're getting all these pictures. It's funny because NASA, I've been following it. NASA's like, oh, we have these pictures. We have these pictures. Brand new pictures. Because they're taking pictures all the way down, right, before it crashes until they get burnt up. It's going to crash into them in September, into the actual atmosphere of the planet in September, they anticipate. Do you think that that's enough plutonium to actually make a dent on their atmosphere and change the atmosphere of that planet?
Oh, absolutely. That much plutonium literally will kill any living organisms on that planet. That's a lot of plutonium. That's years of manufacturing.
Wow. Well, this was sent there 20 years ago. It was a big fight 20 years ago. Nobody wanted it sent out into space, and they said, well, we have to do it, blah, blah, blah. They didn't even use the plutonium to fuel the Cassini.
I mean, no, they're going to bomb. It's not a bomb, but that's what's going to happen when that spacecraft explodes in the atmosphere.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see. That, to me, is the dreaded doom of this mad dog science they got going on right now. You know, it occurred to me last night that I think that they're actually doing this to genetically modify us.
They're doing something. Every vaccine that they've got has got enough mercury in it to kill you. It's got enough carcinogen in it to kill you, to cause cancer. They all cause other symptoms so that you get other pills. Everything that the American Medical Association is doing is harmful to people and profitable to doctors and the big pharmacy companies.
And they don't even educate their teachers, I mean their doctors, and the way they train them, like doctors have to, how unreasonable is it to ask a human being to go to work for 24 hours for the day? That's your shift. Oh, you have to work 24 hours. Like, that to me is just insanity. They make doctors work 18 hours, a doctor. Yep. I mean, how is a doctor supposed to even think after hour 10 or 12?
Yeah, it's been scientifically proven that you are very much less productive after 10 hours.
I mean,
yeah, I don't want a doctor that's been up for 18 hours.
Me either, and a lot of them have to do it. That's their jobs. that's a standard hospital. I mean, 12-hour shifts are kind of normal for doctors.
We don't teach doctors how to heal.
No, we don't. We give them minimal. American doctors are minimally educated in healing. Minimally. They have no concept about health, nutrition. And if they even attempt to find out about it, they get disbarred. They get a lot of hassle. They're not allowed to, you know, like a doctor cannot give you an herb, for example. A doctor cannot tell you to take motherwort, you know, for your heart. It helps your heart and it helps your heart ache. It helps your, like, if your heart broken, it helps your spirit. Motherwort's a really good little herb and doctors will not tell you that. They can't.
Yeah. Now, everything out there, vitamin B17. You cannot possibly take enough of a vitamin to hurt you. Vitamin B17 is against the law in the United States because it cures cancer.
Really? That's why it's illegal because it cures cancer?
That's why it's illegal because it cures cancer. It's got four molecules. One molecule, I don't know what the name of it is, but it draws this thing to the cancer cell. Another molecule of cyanide, which is a poison that attacks the cancer cell, and two molecules of sugar, which feed the healthy cells around it to replace the part that has eaten up the cancer cell, where the cancer cell was. So it's a perfect vitamin, and yet it's against the law in the United States. Because it's got cyanide poison in it. But the cyanide poison is drawn to the cancer cells. And if you don't have cancer, you eliminate it in your waste. So there's nothing, no way possible it could harm you. It could harm you. Okay, it's in apricot seeds. If you ate 1,000 apricot seeds, yeah, I'm sure you would die. But it's not because of the B17.
This whole thing about the vitamins, the way that there has to be something here. I actually read an article yesterday, and I didn't really have the time to check it out. But the article was claiming that they have these components that can actually, it's like sonic waves where they can change people's moods. They can actually decide.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't see it. Again, don't see it, taste it, feel it, and you don't even hear it. It's at a vibrational level. So, I mean,
Frequency was my business for a long time. And as well as there are frequencies that will heal you, there are frequencies that will make you sick and even kill you. There are frequencies that will change your mood. Frequencies that'll make you sleepy. There's a frequency that'll make you mess on yourself. So, yeah, frequency, everything has three components. Everything that there is, from a photon to the entire universe, it vibrates, which causes electricity, which causes magnetism. Vibration, electricity, and magnetism. That's the Holy Trinity. That's the three things that everybody has. Everything has. When you disrupt that frequency, that changes the electrical pattern. And when our electrical patterns are not compatible, then we're sick. We've got to be compatible with nature. And all of our power systems are not compatible with nature. All of our communication systems are not compatible with nature. They're all making us sick. They're all keeping us from being as healthy as we could be and as intelligent as we could be by clogging up our pineal gland.
That's actually true. Clogging up your pineal glands, that's exactly how it is. I mean, this is what keeps people down. That pineal work, I have done some work on that, and I've taught. There's some actual healers that they just focus on that one part of your body, and there's a lot of work to be done, and it's very individualized. It's interesting. Humans are such interesting little creatures. I mean, I don't know. Like, I really believe in this. I have recently been exposed to this idea about nature's rights. And, like, I know in New Zealand, they passed a law to say they acknowledge that the river going through the middle of the heart of that country has its own rights.
Yes.
And that was really based on a religious thing, because the people, the indigenous people there said, this is part of who we are. We can't cut it out. So they have agreed to allow commerce, and they're going to work with the government on it. But this is the issue. Let's see. I mean, this is always the issue. What do you do with the violators? How do you deal with that? Because, you know, you make a law, you make these rules, and they're going to be broken by people. That's the issue. Is it just, it's going to happen. So I guess it's better than nothing.
Make the violators personally make it right. If a big corporation pollutes a river, make the board of directors go down and clean it up. Make people take responsibility for their actions. Make your children take responsibility for their actions. That's the problem now. Nobody says, no, you can't do that. No, you can't get away with that. No, we're not going to stand for that anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. Like with the Price-Anderson Act, that's in fact exactly why I'm going back to school, to stop the Price-Anderson Act, to figure out a way to legally overturn the Price-Anderson Act, because that, in fact, in my view, in what I've discovered is that there's a lot of those, the reason it's not so unreasonable is there's a lot of those same type of commerce laws written throughout the logs of our books, which is why we have people dying in our country. Like you said, from the medical, our medical association kills 1 million people a year. That's not an overstatement. Over 900,000 people a year are dead because of misdiagnosis or mistreatment or malfeasance. You know, there's a bunch of different ways that people die. I think misdiagnosis, they're given the wrong medicine, the doctor does a bad job. Doctors go into they leave stuff in people's bodies. I mean, they make people sick. Nursing neglect. I mean,
if you're an electrician and do a job, you have to guarantee that that works for an entire year. If it doesn't, if it breaks down any time during that year, you got to go back and fix it for free. Doctors aren't under that kind of a thing.
Right.
You know, if we're that
neither are dentists
in our power systems.
Yeah, dentists aren't either. You know, I had a dentist break a tool and leave that thing in my mouth. Like, really? And there was there's just no options. There's no recourse for you as the patient in this country. You just have to pay, period.
Yeah.
I mean, we do not have the best medical care in the world. Sorry, we don't. Look at our results. We have the worst, most unhealthy population on the planet.
Everybody goes to the doctor and gets a pill. The more pills you get, the more pills you need, because they all have side effects that you got to deal with.
How many of your friends take medications every day, Larry?
Actually, my close friends, none of them.
Me too. My close friends, none that I meet either. But there's a lot of people that I know. Like,
I don't take any man-made pills at all. No aspirin, no ibuprofen, no poison of any kind that's man-made. I'll take natural vitamins. I eat foods and take herbs. But anything that the AMA or that you need a prescription to take, I stay completely away from. Anything that the American Medical Association endorses will kill you or cause major problems.
Well, I do that, except I do take aspirin sometimes. Like if I don't know, what about I take an aspirin? Like if I was to get a burn, I'll take an aspirin because it stops the pain. But I don't like ibuprofen. Tough it out. I should. How detrimental is aspirin, do you think? I think aspirin is the least harmful of all the stuff that you could purchase.
The only thing good in aspirin is salicylic acid. And the only thing good about salicylic acid is that it makes mercury accept ferro fluid. Hmm. It does not healthy at all.
That doesn't sound good at all.
The acid in it is a good soluble acid that will make mercury accept ferro fluid.
Wow.
And that has nothing to do with health whatsoever. That has to do with power generation.
Huh. So, Larry, let me ask you. You said you're going to be going to Africa, right? Is that the country, is that the continent that you're going to be going to?
We're really looking at Africa hard. Ghana is really looking for power solutions. So is Togo, and the royalty for the native tribes over there, the largest tribe, their king, is real interested in what we've got. So we might get a little bit of assistance from them. We have been offered the use of the science facility at Kumasi, the Institute of Science and Technology there. And I'm just can't wait to go because they've got $8 million worth of test equipment and I can play ball with it.
So do you have a trip planned? Or are you going to be headed there in the next year or so?
We hope to be there within the next year, yes.
That's awesome.
And once we get the third world countries powered and they've got their energy, all their energy needs taken care of, then the first world will see that. And maybe the people will make the governments accept us. That's what we're hoping for.
Well, that's a good hope. That's a good hope to have. I mean, honestly, you might as well hope for the best and plan for the worst. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. We already know the evil that's going to be headed down your way if this actually starts to become successful. You know what I mean? If it really takes off, you guys are going to have, you're probably, your life's threatened, you know? You'll have to be smart about it, which no doubt sounds like you are.
Well, with our coil that increases the magnetic field and boosts up the amperage output of any device, we're a danger. And that means that if any government gets hold of it, they will be the number one power in the world.
Yeah, but couldn't any of the governments create this type of an idea? This isn't like, it sounds so simple. Don't you think they, I mean, like you said, that they're already using this technology, right?
Yeah. They're using it for themselves.
Yeah, this is what I can't comprehend. They know that the carbon, the coal, the nuclear, all these things, all these are just putting out toxins. They know that. So why are they not using a solution that is easily implemented that could just stop the harm immediately?
Not profitable for them.
Yes, but it's not profitable to keep poisoning the people because at a certain point, they're going to harm the population so dramatically that people will not be able to. They're going to lose their steady source of income. I mean, it just doesn't make sense in the long run.
The AMA plans to have a 95% population reduction by 2030. How do you think they're going to get it? They are poisoning us. They're putting barium and strontium and aluminum and all kinds of things into the air.
Larry, where did you get that statistic about the AMA? Where did you hear that?
Dude, I've known that for 20 years. That was their thing. First, they wanted to reduce it by 80%. And that ended up not working out for them. They want to reduce it by 95%.
Do they have any of these things on their website where they're claiming that they want to reduce the population? Do they talk about it openly? Or are they just saying, we expect it?
They expect it. But it's all from all the things that they're doing to us.
Yeah.
The aluminum, just the aluminum that they're spraying, makes us, we're breathing it in. And the chemtrails, we're breathing that in. And that makes us more conductive, which makes us more susceptible to all the bad frequencies that they can broadcast off of each of these cell phone towers. And 5G is going to put everybody under that blanket of terrible frequency that will harm you.
Well,
is going to skyrocket.
In the last 2 weeks, I was told by my environmental politics professor that the geoengineering, the chemtrails, they're putting them out in the atmosphere to prevent the global warming, to prevent the climate, to keep the radiation from causing the ocean. It's an attempt to reflect out the sun, to sort of create.
BS.
That's what they're telling us. That's
BS.
Exactly.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm like, well, my thing was like, even if that's true, it's a completely untested theory once again. They're out there using us like guinea pigs, spraying us with chemicals with known toxins without even knowing that it's going to work.
Okay. All of you uneducated people out there, listen up. Carbon dioxide, CO2. Feeds the plants. It's what the plants use to convert oxygen. Okay? Carbon dioxide turns into oxygen coming from the plants. Carbon monoxide is what the problem is. And sulfuric acid vapor coming out of the catalytic converters in your...
Man, here we go.
This is Ozzy Skateboard, and you're listening to UCY.TV.